Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, a real nice Friday afternoon, and we are very pleased to welcome to The Corner Lounge for his first concert visit to Charlottesville, Mr. Joe Purdy. Hello, Joe.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to The Corner Lounge here today. He's playing tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville, right off the downtown mall. And also, in just a few minutes, we're going to give you the opportunity to win some tickets to tonight's concert. But he's here. He's got the guitar and the harmonica all ready to go. So we're going to do a song live in the Corner Lounge with Joe Purdy. I'm 106.1 The Corner. What song do you have for us first here, Joe?
That's called Been Up So Long.
Yeah, walk with sun on your back and your clothes soaking through on a handle of a suitcase that's broken in two. And the curled cigarette that she let and you threw at the captain. And he saw you running, but he wouldn't stop the rain, cause he knew your perfect pictures lying underneath the train. And he ain't your hero now, but why should you care? Cause her memory still lingers there. Yeah, and her memory still lingers there. And I've been up so long. I've been up so long. I've been up so long that I don't think that I could get done. Don't think that I could get done. And Valentine woke me, yeah, with a cough in a suit and a long black stockings and a brown leather boots. And that pen, she writes all the words on her sides, the pages that got drowned in a flood. And I asked if she would dance down to the station with me, yeah, but she couldn't hear the question for all the music and the people in the street. And I would have asked her again, yeah, but I knew that she was thinking of him. Yeah, and I knew she'd be thinking of him. And I've been up so long. And I've been up so long. I've been up so long that I don't think that I could get down. Don't think that I could get down. And I don't think that I could get down. Yeah, I don't think that I could get down. Players and Snow White and the show, and my broken beer bottles and my old ragged clothes that I wore last night, yes, and the night before. But I just don't care. No, I just don't care anymore. Yeah, and there ain't no use in pretending that you like me if you don't, cause I don't like you. And I can promise that I won't ever believe a word that you say. You're a liar and a phony and a fake. No, you're a liar and a phony and a fake. And I've been up so long. I've been up so long. And I've been up so long that I don't think that I could get down. No, I don't think that I could get down. No, I don't think that I could get down. No, I don't think that I could get down.
are tuned to the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. We've got Joe Purdy here doing the acoustic thing in the Corner Lounge today. He's playing tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville. Solo acoustic show tonight, too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just kind of doing the singer-songwriter thing right now.
Yeah, they brought me up a piano, so we'll
oh, cool.
Play what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe is touring in support of his 10th album called Last Clock on the Wall. We'll talk a little more with Joe and give away some tickets to tonight's concert in a few minutes. But let's go ahead and do the second live acoustic number here in the Corner Lounge. It's Joe Purdy on 106.1 The Corner.
We won war in the valley, so we packed up all of our things. We said goodbye to the alley, oh, I could not wait for spring. No, I could not wait for spring. We took what we stole in Virginia, covered it all in a box. We dug a hole outside Memphis and covered it up with rocks. Well, I drank the last of the water, and you emptied out our canteens. We dipped back down in the holler, though we could not wait. Spring. No, I could not wait for spring. We drove that Ford through the desert, past the ghost towns and old railroad tracks. We got torn up in the weather, and we barely did make it back. Took my guitar to the pawn shop, and you took your grandmother's rings, and we bought wool coats for the winter, but we could not wait for spring. No, we could not wait for spring. Well, Carter played well in Chicago. Yeah, it was the last time we saw him alive. I heard he got shot down in Austin on a rowdy summer night. We hid out in New York City. Yeah, and the snow nearly drove us insane. And winters in upstate are so pretty, but we could not wait for spring. No, we could not wait for spring. Can't get back what was stolen. Yeah, we won't hang our heads down in shame. And we don't take orders from no one, so we never know who's to blame. Well, I put my boots on fire, worn out from the sole to the heel. All of my best friends are liars, but I know just how they feel. Yeah, and I know just how they feel. Thank you. last time we all got together, nobody did say goodbye. But we'll see them back at the river again on the 4th of July. Yeah, again on the 4th of July.
You are tuned to the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. It's Joe Purdy here in the Corner Lounge. Acoustic, guitar, harmonica today. What kind of guitar are you playing there? Looks like it's got some miles on it.
Yeah, she does, Brad. She's a 1953 Gibson J50, and she was in a couple church fires and put back together before I was even born.
But, oh, my gosh.
So she's got the fear of God in her fire or something. But I've had this thing forever.
Yeah. Do you always travel with the same guitar? Is that just a part of what you do?
Well, you know, now that I've been doing it, you know, for some years, I have a couple more guitars that mm-hmm. I like, but this one always goes. She's the old standby, so.
I am just fascinated by your story as an independent musician, because the newest album, Last Clock on the Wall, is your 10th album, but yeah. You release this stuff yourself, right? The label is Mudtown Crier Records.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was looking at some of the materials that your manager sent over, and it said you've got on iTunes in the U.S. alone 850,000 downloads, single track downloads. And you've been involved with the soundtrack to Grey's Anatomy and also Lost and a lot of TV placements and all.
Sure.
But yet you're kind of just this, you know, you just have a loyal following, people that discover you through different means. And I just wonder what independent music means to you at this time.
Well, I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know it. Independent music means to me so much. I mean, I want to care more than I do, but I know for me, being independent has allowed me the freedom to look in the mirror every day, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the one thing about, you know, not giving all your song rights and money to a record label is that when you actually sell a record on iTunes or in a store or whatever, the money comes to you.
Right.
And so it's like making an honest living. It's just like,
yeah.
It's just like selling one after the other. It's just like any small business would do. And so that works for me. I can get my head around that, and that mm-hmm. I can actually keep up with. And doing it any other way just hasn't much made sense to me. So
yeah, well, it seems like you have all the creative freedom you want that way too.
Absolutely.
No one telling you to write the song this way or
yeah, exactly.
Or anything. No. Real heartfelt, you know, and just I've never met Joe before or seen him perform before, but I get the sense from just meeting you here today in the Corner Lounge that you'd be doing this for 50 people, 500 people, 500,000 people. It seems like you're just a troubadour, a songwriter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely would. I definitely. And 50 people is probably closer to what I usually do it for. But no, real lucky. We had a real good time and starting to have sold out houses and small houses, but houses nonetheless. So
yep.
We really enjoy it.
Well, even here, this is your first proper concert in Charlottesville tonight.
Right.
I heard from the guys over at the Southern that the ticket sales in advance are fantastic.
Yeah, apparently we've been lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially considering, I mean, you've played D.C. and this area, region before, but first time in Charlottesville, but the fans are coming out.
So. Yeah, I'm happy. I sure appreciate it, too.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Joe Purdy is our guest here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. I was looking through some of your materials online as well, and there's some real interesting collaborations that you've done with Pete Townsend of The Who.
Yeah.
And also, at one point, your father comes out and does a song, and Pete adjusts his microphone stand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a pretty claim to fame, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, my old man, you know, I used to... I lived in L.A. for a better part of 10 years, and And I don't have to anymore, so I'm back in the country in Arkansas. But when I was living out there, and I'd played with Pete before, and finally we did a show in Los Angeles, and my father happened to be visiting, so, you know, and he's the one who taught me how to play guitar, and
sure.
He plays mandolin, and we used to play on the front porch together all the time, and still do when we can, so... anyway, I sort of forced him into coming up and playing a song with me. I told him I wrote a song that morning just specifically that needed mandolin, and I told him, you know, I'm in a tight spot, Dad. I really need you. And anyway, he came up, and then about the time Pete Townsend adjusted his microphone, he kind of said, all right, this is all right. I can do this. You know, there's a bunch of stars in the audience and stuff, and they just going wild. So. I wasn't the rock star that night. My old man was.
That's pretty awesome, though. Yeah. Are they releasing that as a DVD now, too?
Yeah, apparently they have. I'm not sure. I think it's they've released that series. You know, it's got Lou Reed and Jimmy Fallon and a bunch of other folks on it.
In the Attic series.
In the Attic, yeah.
Yep.
It's with Rachel Fuller, who is Pete's longtime partner and Pete, and just a bunch of acoustic performances and people having a good time. And Ben Harper and, you know, Tenacious D and everything.
That's,
you know,
fantastic.
We had a good time. It was fun.
Well, this is great. We're thrilled to have you here in the Corner Lounge today. Hoping you'll do another song for us here.
Why not?
And is this going to be one of the new ones that's going to be on the next record?
I think so. Yeah, I've been working on a collection of songs in this little cabin around the corner from my house where I have a studio now and playing all the instruments and stuff, having a good time. But a lot of folk tales and stuff, getting back to like old storytelling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I guess I couldn't get away from here without murdering somebody on the radio. So I'm playing a little murder ballad.
This is Joe Purdy here in the Corner Lounge playing tonight at the Southern. And you are tuned to 106.1 The Corner.
Well, don't you just love Angelina in the sun with her hair warm and brown? And don't you just wish you could have her? She's the best looking girl in the town. And you talk, but you try not to stutter. And you look, but you try not to stare. And she walks by, you wish you could touch her. But she don't even know that you're there. And don't you just love Angelina? Could take her home from the party. It's too cold out for walking this late. So you try to play it cool, not to blow it. But you know that these feelings can't wait. You say, why don't you come when I call you? You say, why don't you whisper my name? You keep on acting like something's wrong. But I think now that you are blame. And don't you just love Angelina? Angelina now lies in the trunk. Tell me, what did you think you were doing? Well, you shot down the one that you loved, and you buried her deep beneath the water, and you buried that gun on the hill, and you hope that they never will find her. But you know sooner or later they will. And don't you just love Angelina? Run past the wheat fields and the backwoods, and you follow the railroad tracks, and you will take to the sea if they'll let you, and you sail and you never come back. Gotta keep a sharp knife in your pocket as you stumble through faraway lands. By your heart lies a gold picture locket and a memory stained blood on your head. And don't you just love Angelina? No, don't you just love Angelina? No, no, don't you just love Angelina?
This is 106.1 The Corner. Joe Purdy in the Corner Lounge today. And wow, what an epic and very dark song that is.
Cheers.
What's the title on that one?
That's called Angelina.
Angelina. And that's not yet released, but probably on the next record.
Yeah, probably around the first of the year.
Okay.
I'm just about a few days away from it. I just got to get off the road for a minute first.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much for your time
and the interview
here today.
Wonderful place. Good, great program. Appreciate it.
Joe Purdy performs tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville. And let's go ahead and give away some tickets. What do you think? We have two pairs. Maybe take the fourth and fifth callers?
Hey, sounds good to me.
All right. Well, Joe, you're welcome anytime. Whenever you get back through Charlottesville,
come on in. Thanks so much, Brad. I appreciate it. I will do that.
Excellent. It's Joe Purdy. If you want the tickets for tonight, 970-1061 is the phone number. The Corner Lounge, made possible by Star Hill Beer and 1061 The Corner.